Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Very, very important eschatological, biblical, prophetic text today, a message, if you will. We're talking about the coming global world order, the coming global new world order. In fact, until recently, we would think about that as simply being the bigwigs of the globe, the World Economic Forum and the globalist in that realm. But very rarely have we considered the nations that's involved in the global one world order nation building, if you please. Nations like China, North Korea, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, etc., Syria. Those are the nations we're going to talk about today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not something that's just new. It's not something that you're pulling nation names just out of your ear and talking about them. It's a biblical fact. God talks about it in the Word of God. It is the coming global world order, the new world order, and it's God that's doing it. We're watching the national players on the scene. We're watching Xi Jinping, or whatever you call his name, Ching, some would call him, and we're watching Vladimir Putin. We're watching Zelensky in Ukraine. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote here. Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, is simply a diversion of the attention of the world to accomplish behind the scenes what is taking place with Russia and China and Saudi Arabia and other global world powers that they themselves are talking about setting up a new world order. It is something that we need to have close attention to and realize what is taking place in relationship to that. It is very, very imperative that we understand that God's Word said it, that settles it, and we're going to see these things coming about in the days before us. So let me remind you, during the course of this broadcast, we're going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, we're going to invite your calls. Your telephone calls can be made by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you that we look forward to your comments, your inquiries, and your statements in relationship to the subject matter. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, there is not a real freedom on the face of the globe except for the freedom that we have in knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord and in knowing his word. As we know the word, we're set free from worry, from anxiety, from the confusion and the calamity that's taking place in this old world. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in the last of the last days, wherein the Scripture talks about perilous times shall come. And may I say, without the detraction from or the deterioration of the Scripture, perilous times not shall come, but have come. We're living in those perilous times. The word perilous simply means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, and those are the days that we're experiencing today. But it's because God's Word said it, that settles it, and regardless of who we put in the Oval Office, Sleepy Joe Biden or someone else, we're still going to watch the cumulative coming together of the prophetic text of what God says is going to take place. when Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Furthermore, in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus makes a de facto declaratory statement when he says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says it's the truth of the Lord that endures forever. So you can deny the truth, reject the truth, be repulsed by the truth of the Word of God. It doesn't change the truth of the Word of God one iota. It still stands. Yet we have the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. It was George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that taking place today more than ever before in the history of our nation. This is the reason I go back to a profound statement by the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Yet we find 55% of the millennials, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, says each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to have anything that would be successful going forward in any organization, any structural scenario, any religious group or denomination or political affiliation. If everybody thinks that what they say is truth and there's not a centrality and a commonality of a source for truth. This is the reason I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that we're living in the day, very near future, where we're going to find our life is on the limb. Our life is in the crosshairs of the enemy. If we stand for truth and defend the truth, living the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word intended it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're going to have a few more moments, and then we're going to start taking our calls this morning. But we're talking about the coming New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible admonishes us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Psalms 122 and verse 6. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is under siege by its own people. A national halt is taking place today. A national halt is taking place. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, businesses, banking, even nursing care, all being put on hold today because Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to bring the court system under control. I'm looking at an article that says 600,000 Israeli protesters take to the streets. The week of paralyze, and planned as Passover week approaches. the protesters called the week of paralyzation starting Sunday to wreak havoc during the days leading up to Passover holiday. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv and other cities in Israel on Saturday night for the 12th week in a row. Ladies and gentlemen, have you seen that on the news? Have you watched CNN, the Communist Network News, ABC, CBS, or any of the other MSNBC, any of the other national broadcast networks, the Communist Network News? None of them have been showing the uprising that's taking place in Israel. And this article says hundreds of thousands of Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv and other cities in Israel on Saturday night for the 12th week in a row to protest against the government's controversial plan to reform the country's left-leaning judiciary. Benjamin Netanyahu said that it ought not to be on the basis that the court's controlled by the left or the right, but it should be that which is the right jurisprudence for the nation of Israel. This article says protest organizers claimed that more than 630,000 people attended the rallies. A footnote in this says, historic strike. Israel shuttering down, closing down the flights, medical services, preschool schedules are all canceled. Protesters call for a week of paralysis starting Sunday to wreak havoc during the days leading up to Passover. A giant poster featuring the former President Donald Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hovered over the protesters' heads with the slogan, "Arrest all of them." Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're watching the fabric of Israel, the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people. We're watching the upheaval taking place that will weaken the resolve of the people as we watch the sidelines, which are the real issues, with Russia's Vladimir Putin now demanding things of Israel and demanding making the statement that they will crush or destroy or use weapons to destroy the nation of Israel. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today and how Israel, Russia with Vladimir Putin, Xi out of China, North Korea, Iran, Syria, and now Saudi Arabia coming into the picture, and how God's going to use these nations to bring about the prophetic truth that's found in the Word of God. Ezekiel 38 and 39 has been there for thousands of years, ladies and gentlemen, and we understand that God said it, that settles it. It's going to happen as God said it. We're watching the exponential speeding up of that as a result of having a cognitively depleted individual that's called Joe Biden that's in the Oval Office in America that cannot discern his left foot from his right foot, cannot make a decision on what state he's in. And as a result of that, we're watching these nations come into play and the powers be seen that's bringing about the truth of the Word of God. We're going to talk about that today, and I pray that you're tuned in and you're listening. Looking at one other headline, Netanyahu fires the defense minister. Israel will always remain my life's mission, Gallant said. The one that's the defense minister was taking a stand coming against Benjamin Netanyahu. Sounds a little bit some of the shenanigans that took place in America when President Donald J. Trump was in the Oval Office as the 45th president. This article says the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has decided to dismiss Defense Minister Gallant, G-A-L-L-A-N-T, I think it would be Gallant or Gallant, his office announced Saturday evening. The previous evening, Gallant made a televised appeal calling Netanyahu to halt his judicial reform. The defense minister warned that the rift in the country has caused immediate and tangible danger to Israel's security. Ladies and gentlemen, he's exactly right. Not right on his position about the courts and what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing. He's right about this rift in the nation of Israel is open wide the door that will allow demonic, satanic events to take place at the hands of Russia and China and North Korea and other nations as Iran that wants to destroy the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Pastor. I want to talk about the fig tree generation. It doesn't make any sense because I think we've exceeded that prophecy, don't you think?
Well, I think it depends on how you interpret that prophecy. Tell me your point and what you're thinking about.
Well, 1948 started the fig tree, 80 years according to Psalm 90. So that would be 80 plus 48, 2028. Minus 7 for the rapture, 2021, yet here we are in 2023.
Well, what you're saying, Bob, and I'm partially tracking what you're saying, what we need to understand is, number one, the rapture of the church is imminent. It can happen at any moment. The 7 years of tribulation comes in, then the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in grand victory and visible as the lightning is shown from the east to the west, so also shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, according to Matthew chapter 24, verse 27 through 29. We need to understand that. But yes, in 1948, May 15th, 1948, when Israel was reconstituted as a nation after being in diaspora for 2,500 years, first time in the history of the world that a nation was without a capital, without a city, without a people for 2,500 years, and then is reconstituted into a nation. Ezekiel 38 brings the full truth of that to fruition. So Israel has been a nation since May 15, 1948. From the very day after it was declared a nation, there's been wars and rumblings of wars in the nation of Israel to try to undermine, tear down, and destroy. And it's all been at the hands of the satanic, demonic Palestinian, so-called Palestinian. No such thing as an ethnic Palestinian. It's the land of Palestine, as the scripture referred to it. That's now claiming the land. As a result of that, they're wanting to push Israel into the Great Sea, as they've said. They're wanting to destroy it. But yes, what we're seeing is, and we don't know the time frame. We don't know the time frame, but I believe May 15th, 1948, God started disengaging, progressively disengaging with the nations around the globe. With the groups of peoples and the nations around the globe, and re-engaging with the Jewish people. It is the Gentiles that he's disengaging with, and as he disengages with we, the Gentile nations, we're watching the hand of God in the progressive judgment on the nations that shall come to fruition in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 and following. We're watching that disengagement with the Gentile nations, and you remember, Bob, I'm sure, that in just a few years past, rarely would you hear about Israel in the news. And now almost daily on a global basis, someplace, Israel or Jerusalem or something about Israel and the Jewish people are on the front lines, headline news around the globe. And it's because of God's re-engagement with the nation of Israel, and it's the blossoming of the fig tree, as you spoke of, and we're seeing that come to an end as we watch God's wrap-up of the universe. What are your thoughts?
Well, I bring it up because most eschatology people believe the verse when it says this generation that sees Israel become a state again will be the last generation. So then people try to figure out, well, how long is a generation? And as I said, according to Psalm 90, a generation apparently is 80 years. So we kind of
Bob, that's a real enigma. Some have said it's 40 years. Some have said it's 50 years. Some have said it's 70 years. In fact, when Israel was approaching its 70th birthday, there were a lot of the truth finders that tried to say that, yep, that's the year that we're going to see all of these things come about. The fact is, there's not a human being on the globe that can define and refine to an absolute nth degree what is spoken of in that text about a generation. Now, I'm in agreement with you. I think we're right on target where the Bible would be speaking of. I think we're right near, if not past, that time. And I don't believe we're going to go past the time very much, if any, because God said it, that settles it. And on God's timetable, God knows exactly when he's talking about and when this time shall take place. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the characters being put in place. We're watching the ready for the curtain to be drawn back and the end to come. And that starts on a rapid pace when the church is raptured out, suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world.
All right. Are you going to come over to my mansion for barbecue?
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
When we get to heaven, I'm going to be in my mansion cooking barbecue.
Well, that can be that's an extreme, Bob, because when it says in my Father's house are many mansions in John chapter 14, the word mansion is dwelling places. In the Father's house, picture the large home, that place called heaven. In the Father's house, there are many dwelling places. My dwelling place won't be any larger than yours, and yours won't be any larger than mine. When we get to heaven, we'll be in the Father's house. Yes, we can have barbecue together if it's served in heaven.
All right. Sounds good, preacher.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a good day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that we need to be very, very, very in tune with and recognize what God's Word says and what is going to take place in the days, months, and years before us, if there that period of time is absolutely allotted for us before it all comes to an end. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you think that what we see taking place in Ukraine, what we see taking place and what is happening with Kim Jong-un, what's happening with him in North Korea, what's taking place with Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine and Vladimir Putin in Russia, do you think all of these things are just happenstance? Or do you think it has an ultimately picture that's seen in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? I'm looking at an article headline says, Jerusalem Police brace for a tense Ramadan as Hamas threatens explosions. Dateline March 26. Security forces led by Jerusalem District Police have been preparing for possible violence during Ramadan. By the way, Islam is not peaceful. I've got a book that I had the privilege of writing and publishing several years back. Title of it is Islam peaceful? The answer to that's no. They're the most dogmatic, dictatorial, evil, wicked, may I say again, evil, wicked people on the face of the globe. If you're listening and you think that's wrong, I'd love to call me and tell me why you think it's wrong and give me evidence from their Quran, that is the Islamic Quran, why you think that there are peaceful people. Security forces led by Jerusalem District Police have been preparing for possible violence during Ramadan. Ladies and gentlemen, during the month of Ramadan, the most wicked, evil, demented, demonically controlled minds will commit all kinds of terrorist acts on a global basis, and yet they're called peaceful Islam, which began on Wednesday evening and is due to continue till April the 21st. Hamas leaders, this article says, threatened to remove to respond to any perceived upset to the status quo on the Temple Mount with an explosion and called on Palestinians in Judea and Samaria to continue terrorist attacks against Israel. Hamas representatives have been issuing threats in recent days to escalate the security situation if they believe that Israel is acting against the Palestinians and against the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which they view as the red line that could ignite the region, according to the report released on Wednesday by the Intelligence and Terrorism Information Center in Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching this take place. We're watching the cauldron of the explosion that shall take place that leads into World War III, that leads into global conflagration called the Battle of Armageddon in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're watching the players being put in place. We're watching the actors being put on the stage. We're watching the screenplay being written, and it's called the Word of God. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood. I've only gotten bits and pieces of what's going on in Israel. Could you tell me what has Benjamin Netanyahu done and why are the Israelis revolting?
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu is determined because very much like in America, their Supreme Court, their ultimate court, the Supreme Court, the courts in Israel have determined that they're going to make the final decision. Whatever Netanyahu does as prime minister, they're going to reverse it, and they're going to lean to the far, far, far left as to what they do. Benjamin Netanyahu says it's time to reform the courts in Israel, and he says that the courts should be moderated down the center and not based on a political bent of the left or the right. As a result of that, some of the key leaders in the Israeli parliament, ones that carry out the orders, if you will, carry out the laws, are now all upset. Even the one that's the defense minister that's now challenging Benjamin Netanyahu. As a result of that, Benjamin Netanyahu just basically fired him. And you have people that are demonstrated by the hundreds of thousands in the streets that's got everything shut down, closed down, come to a screeching halt, even the medical care facilities in Israel. I think it can be devastating. I think it's very dangerous. I think it's a dark moment for the Jewish people. I think it's a very dangerous time because we're watching now, and I've got a sheaf of 30, 40, 50 articles before me on my desk that talks about what is taking place with Putin. Putin's threatening Israel. Putin's saying to the leadership in Israel that they're going to send surveillance techniques and jets and bombs, et cetera, all being threatened by Vladimir Putin, while there's the weakest nation, while the weakest Western nation, America, is seen as a puppet president, and while we're watching Benjamin Netanyahu trying to get control on the left leaning in Israel, we're watching now the enemy stepping on the scene to try to destroy the apple of God's eye. And based on Ezekiel 38 and 39, that's the key. Hear me. That's the key to the wrap-up of this old universe, is when Russia and a five-league nation comes against the nation of Israel, that's the time that we need to look up, lift up our head, realizing our redemption draweth nigh. Because according to the scripture in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will lead Iran and Turkey and Germany and Libya and Syria, a five-nation Islamically controlled five-nation league against the nation of Israel, and it will then spread throughout all of the globe and will be a global world war, leading ultimately into the great conflagration called the Battle of Armageddon. Did that answer your question?
Yes, yes. Dr. Inblood, I heard you say something about President Trump. Have the Jewish people turned against Trump?
No, it's the rebel rousers, what we would call the loose likes, lost liberals that are marching and demonstrating in the streets. Those that are marching and demonstrating in the streets are against conservatism under Benjamin Netanyahu. They're against the control of the courts, just as we have when you have AOC and the others that are demanding that the courts be reformed, demanding that we pack the courts with the Supreme Court, demanding that Trump has no authority, et cetera, et cetera. We're finding those same mentalities in Israel today, blaming Trump, blaming Benjamin Netanyahu and others for the ills of the nation in Israel today.
Oh. Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much. I can always count on you for the facts and the truth. God bless you.
Thank you so much, brother, for your call. Looking forward to what God is going to do in the next few days in relationship to what we see happening in Israel and what we see happening out of China, what we see taking place out of North Korea. It is getting to the point of boiling across the globe. I'm looking at one article, ladies and gentlemen. It says, United Nations teachers call for the murder of all Jews. Hear me. That's the United Nations teachers calling for the murder of all Jews. I'm looking at the article dated March the 14th. Teachers in schools at the UN agency that runs educational social services for the Palestinians regularly call for the murder of Jews and create teaching material that glorifies terrorism, encouraging martyrdom, demonizing Israelis, and inciting anti-Semitic responses, reveals a new report by the two independent research and monitoring groups. The joint report to be presented today in a meeting at the U.S. Congress as it considers new legislation in the House and the Senate to cut the funding for the United Nations Religious Watch Agency, uncovers 47 new cases of incitement by the staff there in the breach of the agency's stated policies of zero tolerance for racism, discrimination, anti-Semitism in its schools and educational materials. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the globe as a global press comes in focusing on the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. And it's the fulfillment of Zechariah chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3. We'll talk about that further. But ladies and gentlemen, right now we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.